Podcasting like we mean it. Welcome to show 66 of the Red Boy Podcast featuring me, Absolute Amy.
It's showtime!
You're listening to the Tripod Network. What's on?
Hey, this is Les from Zaldar's World, and you're listening to Amy and Red Boy from the Red Boy Podcast, recorded live from the cornfields of Illinois.
Hey there, it's Ryan Seacrest, and you are listening to one of my dear friends,
Absolute Amy. Podcasting from the dining room in the cornfields of central Illinois.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Welcome, Red Boy and Absolute Amy.
Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
Podcast. The revolution. It's on. That's Cruise Box. We haven't heard the Cruise Box podcast song for a while, so it's on somewhere. They really drug out the ending here. I really just wanted that one line at the end. I should have just edited it down.
Shut up.
Okay. Here, it's coming up. Everybody's like, stop it, stop it. That's really what I was looking for. Welcome to the revolution on a podcast, the Red Boy Podcast.
There's a revolution here?
I don't know.
yes, I'm revolting. I'm revolting right now.
She's at least at the table.
It's daylight and we're podcasting.
I know. Typically, our podcast hour is around 8 in the evening. We were doing it 4 in the afternoon on a lovely Thursday afternoon here in the cornfields of Central Illinois.
We're inside, Matt.
Well, this would be a lot of gear to haul outside, so... And that window doesn't open.
I just don't understand why you're so... I mean, we should be outside enjoying this, but...
You'll be asleep by 8 o'clock, so...
Well, yeah, since I've been getting up in the middle of the night with the little kidlet.
Yes. You know, mommy life is...
Little munchkin.
And I was going to say no drinks today, but then we decided why not have an afternoon
margarita.
Well, it's
nice, and it is 5 o'clock in New York.
It's 5 o'clock where...
it's always 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's 5 o'clock in Massachusetts.
So... We're just having a little toast.
Yes, we are enjoying the
having
lovely
a little
weather.
Lovely margarita that my former coworkers gave me. Yes. So we broke it open for a great
little afternoon beverage. Afternoon
evening,
delight, if you will.
Afternoon moving into the evening
there
podcast.
You go.
Yeah.
Well, welcome, Amy. So I'm assuming you're enjoying your lovely day.
Yeah, I want everybody to guess what this is because I just came home from a preschool.
Hold on. Oh, it's going. I was trying to do something. I thought I broke it. Okay,
uh-oh.
Go ahead. No,
are
go
we,
ahead.
We're not broke?
No, we're not broke. Go
so
ahead.
I want everybody to guess what this candy is.
Sounds like a maraca.
Mind you, it's pure sugar.
From the wonderful people at Willy Wonka.
Yes. Don't give me more hints.
All right. Guess what candy that is, and you'll win something from the Red Boy Prize Club. But not even drinking, jeez. Yeah. I don't think that candy and microphones go well together. Almost as bad as chomping ice, Amy.
Okay, I'm almost done.
Okay. Well, welcome to the Red Boy Podcast, episode 64, as was previously stated by Absolute
66.
Amy. 66. I can't even read my own. I even wrote it wrong, too. It says, welcome to 66 of Red Boy Podcast.
I'm here for you, babe.
Let's run through a quick thank you list I have here. I want to thank you to the two people I at least am aware of that played our promo. If you've played it also, thank you. Shelly over Shelly's Podcast and Steve and Dawn, for what it's worth, have played our promo. Thank you very much, guys.
Yay, thank you.
And a big special thanks to Karen from ZNZ and Carol from Israelisms for being the backbone of the Red Boy blog, redboypodcast.com. They are consistent contributors. I told Karen if we had a prize bucket, I would give her something out of it, but we don't. So, sorry about that, guys. Hi to Charles from Mostly News. I found out he lives in the same town my brother and sister-in-law do.
Really?
Yeah. Doesn't know, but you never know. I might.
Small world. You never know.
I might send him down the street.
He should go buy some insurance from your brother.
He knew of one insurance agent, but it's not him. Different street. But excuse me while I have a drink of my beverage. Amy, you want to read the next one?
Let's see. Hi to Kristen. Is that right?
Yep. So, I mean, I translated off
the
website,
Kristen,
right?
I mean, there's so many different things with the Kristen, Kirsten.
Kirsten.
But I just want to make sure it's Kristen from Manic Mommies. She loved the show, but Amy, it's 2006, and your car still doesn't fly. It sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, cars were supposed to fly a long time ago.
I don't want to go into that again because I'm going to get depressed.
I know.
We just have to pretend, because I drive a Saturn View, that
it's like a spaceship.
It is a spaceship when Luke and I are in the car. We take off, we motor around, we pretend we're flying.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't, you know, we can't hardly keep the planes in the air. Let's not try.
Oh, come on, this is the 3-year-old who told me he was going to, he's a 5 now, but when he was 3, he told me that he was going to the moon.
He was, huh?
Mm-hmm.
In the Saturn View?
No, well, he loves he's going to the moon.
He loves the Thera, so he could very well go to the moon. You never know. If we ever go back to the moon, that is. Maybe NASA Jana could hook us up. And a quick hi to neighbor Tim. Neighbor Tim over that away.
And you could all see that he was pointing to the south.
Yeah. Not neighbor Jim across the street with
the
big
TV. He's to the west.
I think this is Jim over here to the north.
I think north is too.
Yeah.
In the purple house.
We're not real name original around here in the cornfields. But neighbor Tim was going to go check us out, so he may be picking up this one.
Well, I hope he is. Hi, Tim. Hi, Renee. Hi, boys.
Okay, it's not a family reunion here.
Hey, Lennon. Hey, Jude. Hey, okay. Max.
You want to give their address, too, while you're at it?
No. Okay. But the kids, if they are listening, they would think that'd be pretty cool.
Yes. So, I don't... This well, okay, this never isn't mind. Even my notes. I just thought I'd bring it up. Where'd you just come from, Amy? Where'd you got your Willy Wonka candy?
I just said I went to the preschool... I went to Luke's preschool Easter party.
Brought home a lot of pictures and things from it. Looked like you had a good time.
We had a great time. The kids were all very good, and they had a ball. I get to hide the Easter eggs out.
One of the things you get to
sign.
You get to do.
I did
now.
The treat bags.
So, is it worth staying home?
It was a ball.
You could do that kind of stuff.
It was fun. No, I would do that beforehand, but it just was very stressful to do it. And this was a lot of fun. And he was very excited because I got to stay for the whole party.
Wow.
And then I walked all the kids home to our former babysitter's house for her as a favor. So,
aren't you just the 180 mommy? Hey. The suits, the sweats. You're not even you're wearing blue jeans or shorts or something, capris or whatever.
Yeah, you know. And it's a lovely, like 85 out or something, 88. Here, let me look on my computer.
I don't have
82.
82 in the cornfield.
82, but we are supposed to have a high of 86 they're calling for today.
All right. So, we don't read the weather on this podcast. That's Israeli.
Tonight, we actually could have a chance of some thunderstorms. Sorry, Charlie. I'm not taking it.
You're not rhyme. You have to rhyme and have the...
You know, I can't do that. I'm not as talented as he is on that. And we're not sponsoring our weather here in Central Illinois.
But we are sponsoring the Earworm of the Week.
And who is it brought to you by this week, Matt?
Now, it's always co-sponsored by... Steve from Extra Points / Wicked Good Podcast, because I just like to torture him. But our title sponsor, if you will, this week, I wrote it out here, too.
He played us on their show, too. I don't think he did the promo, though.
No. He did play us, you're right.
But that was kind of fun to listen to that.
This week's Ear Week of the Week brought to you by The Big Show. Don't settle for just any show. Choose The Big Show.
Did Aaron write that?
No,
or?
I did.
Oh.
It's supposed to sound like Price is Right.
Back
to you, Bob.
I'm like, I hope Aaron, I don't think that he would write something that cheesy.
No, I did.
Okay.
From my own little brain. Here's the Earworm of the Week, kids. All right. So if the Barbie girl in your world gets stuck in your head... I was going to do it twice. I think it works better.
So I love this song.
Yeah, you would. Thank you, Aaron, from The Big Show. And Jenny, I'm sure, threw her 2 cents in here.
Can I put in a thing on this?
No.
Okay,
you can't sponsor our own
my little
piece.
No, my son was watching Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
And unlike the Disney Channel, the Nickelodeon is completely sponsored by Mattel. And
McDonald's and Burger King and
Hot Wheels and all of that. And Barbie from Mermania.
Her tail comes off and her wings come out.
Yeah, that her wings go. She gives up her wings to go to swim in the sea. And I'm like, That is just so weird.
Can that be any worse than Skipper? Was it Grow Up Skipper?
Growing Up Skipper. I had her. You twisted her arms and her boobs grew.
Yep. I was probably...
I had to save money all summer for that.
You should have seen the look on my face. I was maybe, I don't know, all 6 years old at a garage sale. I found this Barbie and I started, you know, as little boys do, you make her legs go over and arms and whatever. Excuse me. And so I start twisting her arm and I'm like, wow.
You're like, Mom, I want this. 50 cents. Mom, I got 50 cents at home. Can I give me a loan?
Hour after hour. Ooh. So.
Yep. Growing Up Skipper.
But I did learn something. Actually, I inadvertently did research on the earworm of the week. Why things get stuck in our head.
Yes.
And why, you know, other songs don't. They believe it's a cognitive itch. Not a real itch, mind you.
An itch.
It's a metaphor, okay?
Twitch, maybe?
Itch. It says cognitive itch.
Sorry.
For, it's a fancy sounding metaphor for falling victim to catchy but annoying tunes, i.e. Okay. They say, catchy but annoying tunes. Just like real itches, the only way to get rid of a cognitive itch is to scratch it. And by scratch it, we mean... sing it until you're teetering on the brink of insanity. As for why certain tunes get stuck in our head more than others, may have to do with repetition or the chorus or the beat over and over and over dun, and over. Dun, dun, dun. So when you're driving along and you're singing a Barbie Girl, you just remember repetition. All right, that's enough Barbie for right now. So yeah, some inadvertent earworm research. Amy, go ahead. We don't have to go in any order. Pick your next topic you would like.
I don't understand your note here about wedding of the past weekend.
Wedding of the wedding we went to last weekend.
And then you put song you don't play yeah, with the
wedding. I really didn't have any story about the wedding. I was in a wedding. We were in Chicago for 2 nights. It was fine. Blah, blah, blah. Typical wedding stuff.
Yippee. Glad it's over.
Oh, Amy the romantic.
Now everybody will start. Now we've officially gotten everybody married. So now let the divorces begin.
You are so jaded.
Hey, I've already had my practice round.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry.
So, outside
sorry.
Of that...
For
really
those
wasn't...
of you who are all young and in love and who are all happy and all that. Never mind. Let's just move on. We should probably just bleep that
see
all
no,
out.
It's all right. It's all right, Amy. It's the true Amy. That's what podcasting's about. Welcome to my world. Jump in while the water's warm. No, but I was driving with one of our friends who was in the wedding, and I don't know. There was a
you were playing Pink and Kelly
pink.
Clarkson?
There was a Pink song that came on. I don't remember which one.
That song about the girls?
Stupid girls. Probably. And
amazing so, that I know that. I watched Nickelodeon.
There
she
you
was
go.
Featured on the whatever the
Nick. Oh, the Nick Award show or whatever.
Yeah.
But we're talking about in the summertime, and I don't know about this for girls, more so for guys. The summer comes, you roll the windows down the car, you're
don't
jamming
sing,
the radio.
Feel like a woman.
You don't turn up certain songs. I actually have a playlist on my iPod that is like window down safe. Because you can't be a guy jamming out, especially a 32-year-old guy, jamming out Kelly Clarkson.
I
with
love
the
Kelly
down.
Clarkson.
Yeah, but you look a little queer if you're a guy doing it. So you got to pick like, you know, more rock.
Sure.
So we were saying, oh yeah. And he's like, oh yeah, I have those songs too. So Pink, Kelly Clarkson, and the like.
Okay. That's nice.
Thanks for playing along.
Just don't. My favorite all-time one, though, is
what?
Man, it feels like a woman. Is that right?
Remember, and there was like five guys in a pickup truck singing.
Yeah, or? That was in that commercial.
Oh yeah, as a commercial.
So
I thought
awesome.
We saw that for real in town one time, but
I think that was us with a group of people once.
I feel like I have a bug in my ear.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now
you pick the next thing, Amy.
Let's go ahead and let Matt have a drink, and then let's see. Why don't you cue up Mr. C's G spot?
Are you ready for the G-Spot of the week?
Installment number two.
And please, folks, send him an email, mrc@redboypodcast.com, mrc@redboypodcast.com. He only had three topics, so we need some topics if you have lawn, landscaping, growing things.
Growing issues.
Of your land, not of your body. If you're growing a mole or something, we don't need to know about that. So.
Okay, that's just gross. What? Where are you going?
Moly. We have a news guy, but that's a whole other topic. So let's check out Mr. C's Green Spot.
Welcome to the Green Spot.
You mean G-Spot.
With your master of horticulture, Mr. C, here on the Red Boy Podcast.
Welcome back to Mr. C's section of the Red Boy Podcast. It is the green spot with our friend Mr. C. Mr. C, welcome back again.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here today.
I know you always enjoy coming into the Red Boy Studios and hanging with us for a little bit. What do you bring? What nuggets of information do you bring to us this
day? Well, let's see. What could we talk about today? Well, any number of things, but the thing that comes to mind for me right now is fertilizer.
Moo.
No, not that kind of fertilizer, although that does qualify, technically.
What? Tell me about fertilizer.
Well, there's lots to know about fertilizer.
I know, because like my fertilizer had these numbers on it. What are those, like 22, 16, 12? I have no idea what that means.
Those are very important numbers on fertilizer. They actually represent macronutrients. Your first number, second number.
Macronutrients.
An essential element for all plant growth. But they are specifically always in this order, N, P, and K. That first number always represents N, which is nitrogen. The second number always represents phosphorus. And the third number always represents potassium. And they're all important for different reasons.
So I'm assuming at different times of the year I want different amounts of N, P, and... Was there an NPP or what did you say? I don't even pay attention to it.
NPK.
NPK.
Well, you want a different analysis of that fertilizer for different reasons. As I said, you have N, P, and K always in that order. But when you see a fertilizer that's something like 10, 10, 10, that's a pretty balanced fertilizer. You're getting a balanced amount of each nutrient. Now, when you see something that's a higher first number where the nitrogen is higher, that is a nitrogen high first fertilizer. And that's going to be important for shoot growth and leaf growth. Most of your lawn fertilizers, when you go out and you fertilize your lawn, the next day you look out after a nice rain and your yard is really green. That's because of the nitrogen that's in the fertilizer. Remember, nitrogen is important for shoot and leaf growth.
Now, what kind of numbers am I looking for in the springtime?
In the springtime, you probably are going to be wanting to do something with the nitrogen high marking on it. When you're doing a fertilizer for seed establishment, or you're wanting to do fertilizer for planting a shrub or a tree or something like that, you're going to want the second number to be high, which is phosphorus. Remember, I mentioned phosphorus is the second number. That's responsible for root growth, rather. So when you got a new plant in a new place, how does it get its food? It gets it through its root system. So you want to encourage the root system to go.
Interesting. Okay, so but for a plant moron as myself, or as I've been dubbed by your family, the horticondriac, where I'm afraid we'll kill every plant in the world, is it okay to go with like one of these like, I don't know, Scott and a couple other brands have this like four-step system? We're not sponsored, but...
Absolutely, yeah. The Scott's four-step system, or any name-brand four-step system, is going to be a good system for your yard. Usually contains a couple different weed application chemicals as well, which is it's going to be very important to keep your yard, of course, weed-free.
And those applications vary by region and zone, right?
Yes, absolutely. And you can get a five-step program, six, seven, eight-step, as many steps as you want to, but the typical step program that you see is usually like a four-step program, like you mentioned.
Starting what, early spring, mid, late summer, and then an end of summer, or fall, I guess?
Yeah, yep, that's exactly right. And your fall fertilizers are usually going to be the one also that's high in phosphorus. Remember, I mentioned that for new grass or a new plant that you're planting. Springtime is usually you're going to see high nitrogen. Fall, you're usually going to see high phosphorus.
Well, there you go, kids. Head out today. Fertilize that grass, Mr. C. Thank you for joining us once again on the Red Boy Podcast.
Thank you.
And you can email Mr. C at mrc@redboypodcast.com. Join us next time for Mr. C's Green Spot. There you go, kids. That was your green spot for the week, the G-Spot, with our good friend Mr. C. Let him know. Let us know. Let somebody know that you like it, or pretend and just make us feel good. Did you learn anything, Amy? You weren't paying attention. You were on the line and drinking your margarita, weren't you? You still eating candy?
No, I'm done with my candy.
All right. We know, Amy.
I'm not going to memorize anything that Mr. C says.
I know.
Because he is our personal garden.
He is our personal horticulturist.
Yes.
And we don't have to.
And we can call him, and you will call him, like, daily.
To do, like, lawn.
Did you call him about why three of our, what, eight bushes are blooming?
Three or seven or six. I don't know. Half the rhododendrons are blooming, another half have nothing on them.
We don't know what happened.
I don't know. It's just my dumb luck.
I don't.
They've never bloomed very well to begin with, but.
So we're like, okay, half and half. What's the deal?
I don't know. I barely keep anything alive.
You probably didn't have the amount.
I didn't have enough phosphorus.
Yeah, there you go. That's
for my root and shoot growth or whatever.
The root and shoot. Root and shoot growth.
Root and shoot growth here in the cornfields. Okay. All right. You know, Amy, sometimes when you're trying to come up, or mainly me, come up with podcast topics, and you're partway through the week and getting on to the next show, and you just think, I don't even have anything to talk about. And I still really don't. But then life steps in and gives you a topic. Tell us about what happened the other day, Amy.
This would be my suits to sweat moment.
Yes. And I'll preface this with scary, funny, serious. And then we actually have a little lesson here at the end.
Okay.
But go ahead.
The day I was dropping Luke off at preschool. And the way it works is everybody gets in this car lineup. And you wait literally for the teacher to open the door, and then we all do this huge mass exodus, and all the kids go in.
Dump and run.
Well, we're parked there, and it is a beautiful day. So Luke says, Mommy, roll my window down. Windows rolled down. I'm just sitting there, literally just sitting there listening to the radio. All of a sudden, Luke starts screaming, bloody murder. I mean, it is horrific. I mean, it is the worst thing. And I'm like, what are you doing? And I turn around, and he is on the passenger side in the back seat. He has his head, shoulders stuck in the window. And he is like, it's kind of like, you know, how people would do the Dukes of Hazzard thing. He was messing around, going to sit on the window, you know, sit outside of the window.
But yeah, kind of.
But. And I didn't, and this all literally happened within seconds. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So I am trying to, in the front, push the window down. Well, he is pushing the window the other way. So it keeps going up and it's like stuck. So I jump out of the car. I said, Luke, stop moving around. I am holding literally.
Yeah,
I almost,
you tried to roll it down, right?
Yes, I tried to roll it down, but he kept hitting it back the other way. And
it overrides the other ones.
So. It was just such this awful thing. So anyways, he finally stops. He's screaming bloody murder. This other mother, thing happens, jumps out of her car. He had let off of the key by that time, or the window
switch.
So she hit the switch, there was something not working with the window correctly. I don't know what was
happening.
Well,
when you get a child stuck in it, typically they don't seem to function.
Exactly. So I'm holding on to the window, literally. I mean, I'm at the point where I came so close to just breaking the window. So I... We get Luke out. We get him out. I get the door open. I'm in there. He is just, I mean, he's got a bruise on his forehead. And it was hitting him in the neck. Oh my gosh, was it scary. So.
Well, you told me this story.
I mean, it was, and then of course he's just, I don't want to go to school. I don't want to go to school. I think he was embarrassed and everything. So I finally got him calmed down and I said, you know, you're going to go to school. And he went in. He was like, he's okay.
Yes. So but, in hindsight, knowing he's okay, it is kind of humorous to think he got stuck in the window.
But as soon as he gets into the car, when I pick him up, he goes, Mommy, I want to roll my window down. And I looked at him. I said, Luke, how's your neck feel? What?
I'm like, short-term memory.
How does your neck feel? Oh, no, it feels fine. I said, Luke, we have a new rule. I said, since we have done that, you will never, ever be able to push your own window up and down.
No putting your own head in any window.
Yeah. Nothing. So it is on permanent lockdown
the
boy.
After I heard that, I'm like, oh, well, this is good podcast banter. And I thought, well, maybe I could find some humorous things about getting stuck in the window. Sobering enough, I did not. Apparently, this is consumerreports.org, actually. This is happy podcast time. May we, you know, I like to be happy. May we need to. All right, keep
now
that
in
mind.
You're going to tell me kids will get killed
25
every year.
Children have died in the past decade from injuries involving power windows. But what they tell you, and obviously you were in the car, ironically. One of the tips is never leave your child alone in the car or the keys in the car while kids are nearby.
I totally understand that.
You were in the car.
No, I bet.
Here's where you may have slipped a little bit. Pay close attention to the children and the design and location of your window switches. Now,
Matthew,
you self-admittedly, we'll rewind if we have to. You said I was just listening to the music.
I was. Okay, we're sitting, waiting to go in.
But really, it comes down to is
the little goober.
It comes down to the switches. Now, your Saturn, you're in my car in the Jeep.
Yes.
Your Saturn has all the front controls, like around the gear shift, not on the window. And then even in the backseat where they are on the window, they're flat, flush with the, so you really couldn't push on them, really. And in your front, they're even better because they recommend the kind of pull up. You have to pull up to roll the window up. So if you stepped on it, it's not going to go up. The Jeep, however, has toggles that stick up about, I don't know, quarter inch. And it's on the armrest, so easily you put your foot on there and you roll it up.
Oh,
so,
it was terrible. So anyways, people.
If you have kids.
Just put it on actually, lockdown.
I know I thought the little switch was just to torture your friends in the back seat when you let gas and you couldn't roll the window down. But they actually have a reason for those lockout switches. So.
So anyways, it was not fun.
Good to know. Good to know.
What do we want to talk about next? Easter?
I'm going to do Easter the weekend and then we'll do your idol update.
Okay.
Okay, well, that was good.
Let's talk about Easter.
This weekend is Easter.
It is going to be a fun, fabulous weekend.
We are going
down south.
You think the cornfields are rural? Try South Cornfields is where we're going. To Amy's family, who I don't think any of them have listened. Well, no, your parents have the podcast once in a while.
Yeah.
When we make them. We go down and play it for them.
Well, my dad always loses the link. How can you lose redboypodcast.com? But
he was sleeping.
Oh, and remember, you have to fix a computer. Matt, you'll be working.
There's a story of my life. So we're doing what? Church in the morning.
We're doing church up here.
And then the caravan down. Two cars.
Yes.
Why are we doing two cars?
Because I'm being left behind.
Ha ha ha. Which no, I was all for.
My sister is down from...
Michigan.
Yeah, up north.
So, and you don't see her... You've only seen her, what, once since I moved up there?
No, we saw him at Christmas. So we've seen him at Christmas. So we're kind of... We've gone from seeing him every, you know, maybe 6 weeks... Four to six months. So we are going down, and Luke, since he's in preschool, we're taking him out for a couple days. And we're
I'm coming back on Monday to be the bachelor.
You're a working man.
Somebody's well, if I don't work, we're going to be in trouble.
We're not going to eat.
Yeah. So you're going to stay behind.
So we're actually going down. The first night, we have decided to get a room at the inn.
Yeah. This inn. I'm like... It's not the Holiday Inn. I went to the Holiday Inn. You got pool and, you know, there's a Walmart right by.
We're not going to be there to swim, to do anything. We're going there to sleep.
Yeah. Or be murdered. One of the two.
It is not like that. It's a nice little quaint little bed and breakfast type place.
Ish. What did the guy say when you called up?
Got a boat.
Yeah, but got your boat with you.
I'm like, I couldn't understand what he said at first. He was like, got a boat. What? You got a boat. No, don't have a boat.
Whatever it is, no, we don't have one.
But they do provide, you know, the
boats,
parking for your boat.
I don't got a boat.
So
no boat for us.
But this is going to be a big weekend because it's all of my siblings and my parents' small three-bedroom
home. All of your siblings and all of our children, which are up to seven?
We're,
six,
yes.
Seven? Five,
how many grandkids?
Five,
Susan's
two,
got
and
four,
one. No, five, two, and two. Nine.
Two.
No, she has four.
Four.
Four and four. Eight. Sorry.
Nine. I'm like, did Michael have a child we don't know about? Oh, the dogs. Two dogs. God.
And this is what? Like a two and a half bedroom house? Two, three bedroom house?
Three bedroom home.
And a little living room and no kitchen.
So we're going to spend a night.
And then you're staying there and I'm running home.
Well, yeah, but my brother's leaving the next day after Easter. True. So it won't be. It will. Yeah. Four people will be leaving.
Yes. It will definitely be a crowded house.
It will be a crowded house. But yes. I can't wait to see the baby.
Which one?
David.
Oh, we haven't met him yet.
No,
we
haven't met our little nephew.
We have not.
So we'll get to meet the new little nephew, and they get to meet Maggie.
Road trip!
It should be fun. Do you have some...
Road trip music?
Alcohol.
All the accoutrement.
Yeah, all the accoutrement.
So we're heading down. It'll be a fun weekend, hopefully. I know,
are you supposed
Sundays,
to get drunk on Easter?
I don't think so.
Why not?
Well, I don't know.
Celebrating.
I don't know. He's risen and hand me a beer. I don't know how that sounds.
I don't think there are margaritas at Passover.
But I will tell you, it'll be interesting.
It will be.
And it's supposed to rain on Sunday.
Oh, God. So nobody can go outside?
I know. I'm really kind of worried. Can you imagine all of us in the house and the dogs?
All right. Take notes because I'm sure
First of all, I say we just kill the dogs because I don't care. But no, I do like dogs. Okay, I'm just. But I
oh,
just.
Oh, you made people mad. Amy's a dog hater.
No, I'm not. I had a dog.
What is with cats, though? We used to have a cat.
Well, I had cats. We are allergic. We are an allergic family.
I know this.
You don't get that.
No, I get that.
My son's allergic, so we're going to be in a house closed up with two dogs. My son's allergic. It's going to be a great weekend. Can y'all tell I'm excited?
Wish I had your disclaimer here.
I snapped. No, the dogs are going down the basement. And they fight. They're two male dogs, so it's going to be a hoot.
A hoot.
I just wish someone would get their dog fixed, but my brother, my youngest brother, and my dad have decided they're going to breed these little mongrels.
The two guys, the two boys, that's not going to work.
I know.
They need to read.
But that's why they're not getting theirs fixed. And I don't think my brother's gotten his dog fixed either. So we're going to have these two studs humping everything.
Don't they hump like little stuffed animals and crap?
No, I don't think they do that. But I have to watch out for poor Maggie because she's low on the ground. The dog might grab her or something. I'm going to be kicking some corgi butt.
This portion of the Red Boy Podcast brought to you by PETA. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals do not support the Red Boy Podcast.
I'm sorry. I do like dogs.
You don't kick the animals. No, my point was not.
I have taken something.
I wasn't even going to go that road. I
smacked them.
I was going to ask why so many podcasters have cats.
I don't know, because they're easy.
I know.
Cats are easy. I loved my cats, but my son's allergic.
I know. All right.
Okay, thanks for making me go down that road.
It's a love.
Evil Amy.
Now it's time for the Absolute Amy's American Idol update on the Red Boy Podcast. Find out who rocks on and who rolls out.
It didn't go your way.
Yes, unfortunately, this week it didn't go somebody's way, did it, Amy?
Well, this week on Idol, the contestants sang the songs of Queen.
Which is very hard. I mean, you're trying to mimic Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy. Oh, wow.
Freddie Mercury.
Murphy in Raw.
Hold on. So
my girl wants to party all the time. I think they would have had a little bit better time.
My girl parties all the time. So, yeah.
So
it's tough, especially for the girls. I mean, having Eddie Murphy, very hard to do. Freddie Mercury and having a female. But ironically, a boy lost it. Boy.
Yeah, well, let me give you another thing. My bottom three picks were Ace, Paris, and Elliot. Now, mind you, you're saying, Amy, but what about Bucky? No, I thought that he actually did a halfway decent
job. And you know
job.
What? We actually started to like Bucky. They fixed his teeth. They fixed his hair.
That's really why we liked them, because they finally fixed his teeth.
Yeah, he wasn't all messed up in the grill.
And the whole show this week was all about... Queen. Oh, and you thought that Taylor was going to be in the bottom.
Yeah.
I had to differ with you on
Paris
that one.
Just needs to be in the bottom just because she needs to be gone.
Paris. Blah, 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 blah.
Go ahead.
But anyways, but in the bottom three were Bucky, Ace, and Elliot.
None of your three, right?
Or wait, no, yeah. I had picked Ace, Paris, and Elliot.
Okay, so you had two of the three.
I had two. I had Paris going off before Bucky.
Poor Paris.
But it was a whole Idol night about family, and they had this stuff, and everybody was
Did
crying.
Did you like Pickler?
And
Pickler and her.
Kelly Pickler blew her nose and handed the sink and said something. She's like,
and then they show
you
her,
only use my snot rag.
And then they had her grandpa and her brother.
Her
because,
little baby brother.
Like her mom's dead and her dad's in jail or vice versa.
I don't know. I haven't
Papa's
got
the in the
whole
grave or mom is in the pen or something
but
like that.
She did. She actually, you didn't like her song, but I actually thought she did okay.
She's ignorant. What accent?
Yeah, what accent? I don't understand you.
I wish I had
I don't understand
clip.
You, Salmon. You got an accent.
It's like, it says something about what it sounded better on paper. And she's like, what? And he's like, never mind. It's not worth it. So here is
but
our
anyways,
loser singing.
Our little Bucky.
Go ahead.
Our little Bucky. He is gone. And I thought he did a good job with this.
Woo!
All right, that was enough of that.
I'm telling you, I thought he was okay.
I prefer this.
But, okay. Harris looked like some kind of weird cross-dressing.
Well, they put extension in this year.
Oh,
this year. This
well,
week.
She had it a couple times, but this that she had the extensions going on, and she was wearing the spike. I mean, it was just weird, you know. And then she opens her mouth when she talks, and she sounds like she's like three.
I'm Will Ryan. It was then, very good to do this.
Oh my gosh!
I have no idea
it
what that impression was.
Bizarre, but anyways, next week on Idol are going to be it's going to be Rod Stewart.
The music of Rod Stewart is going to be like Barry Manilow.
I'm not really sure. I wasn't paying that close attention. I just saw that he's going to be coming, and he's actually going to be performing on Wednesday night's show.
Oh, the kickoff show?
Yeah, the kickoff show. So, but I'm thinking next week, you know, who knows what's going to happen, but I, you know, Paris has got to go.
Gots to go. Speaking of gots to go, you have anything else, Amy?
No, not on Idol. So.
Do you have anything else you want to talk about? Do you have any random?
I don't know what have my notes. You took my notes
no,
away.
No, that we've already done everything that's on here, so there's nothing new to bring up on that.
Well, what if I had wrote something down and then I wouldn't?
What if you had? Let's see. Had you? No, no, nah. You didn't.
Well, let me think of anything else.
Okay, I'm not inviting you to just waste our listeners' time. Well, no. They're already clicking off left and right as it is.
Well, I don't know. It's going to be it's Easter weekend. I don't know. I guess I don't have anything else
have
to say.
Have a nice Easter
have
weekend.
Have a happy Easter.
Hope for Easter Bunny brings you lots of sugar.
For those who are Christians. And have a happy Passover.
When's Passover?
Okay, everybody. I'm just not even going there because my husband doesn't know anything.
Everything I learned about the Bible, I learned from Bruce Almighty.
Okay, that's very sad. anyways, so, yes.
So get
our,
some candy. Get a,
our friends get a who peep. Are Jewish.
They don't celebrate Easter? I don't, Amy.
Honey.
I don't know.
Okay.
Whatever.
Okay.
You know what?
We're not going to get into a religion. This debate. Is one of the things that we don't talk about is religion because we want to show Matt's lack of any kind of understanding.
I'm not a smart man, Amy.
So, Passover
okay.
is this
have
week.
A good weekend.
This,
how about
it
that?
Starts.
Have a nice sunny weekend. Hope it's sunny where you're at. It might be here.
I love you, honey.
I know. Try and get that earworm out of your head, kids.
And I apologize to everyone who is listening to Matt now, who realizes that he is a goober.
I'm a goofy goober. All right.
Okay. Oh, I did have something that I thought. I was watching Regis and Kelly Lee this morning. But
Regis
I was,
and Kathy? No, Regis and Kelly.
Kelly. Oh, I said Kelly Lee. Oh, see, now the margarita's kicking in.
Uh-oh.
And I was walking on my treadmill this morning, and that's what I was watching, and they had Chris Rock on there.
Yeah.
And how Chris, you know, he's a little bit kinder, gentler now that he's got his kids.
Yeah.
And his big joke on there was he loves the Wiggles. He loves the Wiggles. He said he's an official black Wiggle.
Black Wiggle.
He's a Biggle, is what he said. It was so funny.
He's a Biggle.
He's a Biggle. And he said that his favorite Wiggle is that Jeff, because Jeff sleeps a lot. And he has his own Wiggle concert shirt that he wears when they go to see the Wiggles. So,
oh, Lord.
It was really funny.
That's too funny.
But he has his own show, and it's on UPN.
Yeah.
I didn't know
everybody,
that.
Everybody hates Chris.
Yeah, and it's on tonight. I think I'm going to tune that in.
We might have to tune that in. The power of the media.
It looked really funny.
All right, kids.
Okay, well, see, I did have
there
something to add.
Well, thank you for adding, Amy. Contributing. That's good. Thanks
love
for writing
you,
these down
honey.
Throughout the week. I love you, too. All right, campers. We'll have yourself.
And I love my babies, my listeners out
love
there.
Love my babies. All right, my babies. We've tortured
gonna,
you enough.
We're going to have the lowest rating now on our podcast ever.
I hope Karen and Carol post on the blog. Otherwise, it'll be crickets chirping. Anyway.
Carol's going to go moron. She's probably going to give you a little history lesson on Passover.
Know. I'll need it. All right. Have a nice weekend, kids, or a week, depending on when you're listening to this.
Did I mention that Matt doesn't read?
Visit us. I go. Visit us at redboypodcast.com. Your voicemail, what is that? 206-888-GEEK, 206-888-4335. Voicemail. We haven't had a voicemail.
Leave us a voicemail at I am a moron.
No, we already got that podcast, morons. Maybe we should just sub this show in for it. So. All right. Have a good weekend. Have a good week. And for the Red Boy Podcast, I am Red Boy along with
Absolute Amy.
And we are
out.